اقدام ہے، چونکہ آج ہم امیر المومنین کو یوسٹن میں تعارف کروانے کے لیے آئے ہیں، تو ذرا سب مل کر لیڈیز اینڈ جینٹس ایوری بڈی آل ٹوگیدر، میرا فاتح خیبر
علی علی،
میرا فاتح خیبر
علی علی،
میرا ساتھی ہے کوثر
علی علی،
حیدر حیدر
علی علی،
زہرا کا شوہر
علی علی،
میرا فاتح خیبر
علی علی،
آیت کبرا
علی علی،
النبع العظمى
علی علی،
ایمان کا پیکر
علی علی،
حسنین کا بابا
علی علی،
میرا حیدر صفدر
علی علی.
اور آج جب ہم یہاں اکٹھے ہیں ایک مرتبہ سب مل کر ایک آواز کے ساتھ نعرہ حیدری
یا علی یا علی یا علی الحق ہے،
سارے ہاتھوں بلند کر کے خواتین بھی اور مرد بھی ایک مرتبہ نعرہ حیدری
یا علی یا علی یا علی الحق ہے.
لا حول ولا قوۃ الا باللہ العلی العظیم. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ قاسم الجبارین، مدیر الظالمین، مدرک الحاربین، نقال الظالمین، صریف المستصرفین، والصلاة والسلام والتحیات والاکرام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا ونبینا وحبیبنا وحبیب الہ العالمین ابی القاسم محمد.
اللہم صلی علی محمد
وعلی آلہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین المنتجبین الذین اذهب اللہ عنہم الرجس وطہرہم تطہیرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: الحق مع علي وعلي مع الحق. First of all, today it's my honor to speak in this downtown of Houston about the personality that is called Ali, the martyr of the justice, one of the Christian writers that has written a book with the name Ali, Voice of Human Justice. If today we have come to this downtown Houston to introduce the personality that is being known by the Christians, by the rest of the communities, as the voice of human justice, one of the ahadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he said, al-haqqu ma'aliyyin wa'aliyyun ma'al-haq. The truth and right is always with Ali. The Ali is with the righteousness. Yadur Haytuda. Wherever Ali goes, whatever direction Ali takes, right goes toward that direction. Although Ali himself says, I'rif al-haq, ta'rif ahla, recognize the truth, and then you will recognize those who are ahl al-haq, those who are followers of the haq. But when it comes to the Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time he says, Yadur Haytuda. That Ali, wherever he moves, right is going to move toward the direction. Ali becomes symbol of the right, symbol of the truth in this world. If somebody likes to know, if somebody likes to understand what is right and what is wrong, he needs to see the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Ali, when he's right, that means any false cannot come close to Ali. Ali is not in the Quran, is spoken Quran in this world. When he's spoken Quran, about Quran is he said, لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ومن خلفه. Any force cannot get closer to the Quran from his front and from its back. And when Ali becomes image of Quran, when Ali becomes voice of Quran, when Ali becomes the real Quran, when Ali becomes spoken Quran, when Ali becomes walking Quran, when he sleeps at that time, it becomes Quran. When he wakes up, then it becomes Quran. When he goes to the war, then it becomes Quran. When he is going to participate in any compromise, it becomes Quran. Ali becomes voice of Quran. Ali becomes image of Quran. That means any force cannot get close to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one of the qualities of Ali, that he was always at the right. If anybody who claimed that he is follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he needs to stand for the truth, he needs to stand for the right, and he needs to stand for any force in this world, any force that exists in this world. Second quality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Prophet has said, Aliyun a'lamu an-nas. Ali is the most knowledgeable personality in this world. If anybody likes to learn sciences, if anybody is learning the wisdom, if anybody wants to know what is knowledge, then he needs to go on the gate, that is gate of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Babul Ilm. As Prophet has said, Ana Madinatul Ilme wa Aliyun Babaha. So the community that claims to follow Amir al-Mu'mineen, that community needs to be knowledgeable community. That community needs to work for the wisdom. Their community, their every action, it has to show the wisdom and knowledge. Third quality that Holy Prophet peace be upon him has stated, Ashja'un Nas, one of the most greatest personality in this world, one of the most brave personality in this world. You know, today there can be people, those who believe in the previous prophets like Moses, Jesus, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When we believe only all these prophets, then Prophet peace be upon him said, Ma arada an yandura ila adama fi ilmihi wa ila nuhin fi ilmihi wa ila ibrahim fi khullatihi wa ila musa fi haybatihi wa ila isa fi zuhdihi falyandur ila wajhi ali ibn abi talib. If anybody likes to see image of Moses, he needs to see Ali. If anybody likes to see image of Jesus, then he needs to see Ali. Because Ali is the waris of A'imma, waris of all the prophets in the past, waris of all Anbiya in the past. Fourth quality that Prophet said, أولى الناس بالإسلام وأولى الناس بالإيمان. The one who was the first who stepped with Islam officially, although he was born Muslim, he was the one who born with Quran, he was the one who born with the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day first he introduced himself to the Prophet peace be upon him, oh Prophet, if you want me, I can read Torah. If you want me, I can read Bible. If you want me, I can read Quran. The one who was born the day first, he had knowledge of Torah. He had knowledge of Bible. He had knowledge of Quran. That is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And fifth quality of Ali ibn Abi Talib that he stated in his wasiyah, and I would like to request everybody, all the community that is gathered today, those who are followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, those who love with Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the phrase of the wasiyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen that he said to his two children, O my Hassan and Hussein, Kuna lil-zalimi khasman walil-mazlumi auna. O my dear children, you always have to be in the side of the oppressed people and stand against the oppressor of the world. Oppressor can be anywhere, in any part of the world. If there is an oppressor, if he becomes with the quality of oppressor, stand against them.
هيهات منا الزلة
هيهات منا الزلة
هيهات منا الزلة
هيهات منا الزلة
Today, we are standing against all the oppressors of the world. If we are standing for Ali, that means standing for oppression. Today we are standing against all those names with the name of Taliban, with the name of ISIL, with the name of ISIS. All those puppets are the imperialists. Those who are creating and breaking the infrastructure of the Muslim countries. There is an agenda behind them. Brothers and sisters, where this ISIS comes from? Where this ISIL comes from? Where these Taliban come from? Who is supporting these Taliban? Today it has become clear that weapons that were being used in Iraq to kill our Mu'mineen, that weapons were being made in Israel. If Israel was behind them, an Israeli Prime Minister said that I would support Kurdistan. He is ready to segregate Iraq. He is ready to divide Iraq. Why? Because Iraq is the second Islamic country in this world. Our Varsa is in Iraq. Our shrines are in Iraq. They become afraid of those gatherings of yours, which are being held on Arba'een. They don't want to have it. They don't want to have this voice of Abu Abdullah to be heard. They don't want to have voice of Amir al-Mu'mineen to be heard. That's why they ask ISIS to enter in Iraq and to break Iraq and divide Iraq.
We are saying, لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
Like this, let me request once, gents will say another time, ladies, please, let us respond to one another. لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين
Now, please, can you stop and let ladies say, لبيك يا حسين
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 Believe me, if Israel today is standing to break the Islamic infrastructure, we are standing against Israel because it wants to break the infrastructure of all Islamic countries. That's why it's attacking Palestine. That's why it wants to break the Quds. What is Quds? Many people, they do not understand what is Quds. Quds is the place where our Mawla, Imam Zaman, is going to complete his movement after Karbala. He will move with his Shias towards the Quds and he will finalize Islamic government in this world on the place of Quds. Brothers and sisters, Quds is the holiest place because there is the place where we are going to complete all the movements of the world. Today we are standing to wait for our Imam Zaman. We are waiting our Julus, our procession, our Majalis are for the time for the reappearance of Imam Zaman. And let us say all together, Labbaik ya Imam Zaman!
Labbaik ya Imam Zaman!
Labbaik ya Mahdi!
Labbaik ya Mahdi!
Labbaik ya Mahdi!
Labbaik ya Mahdi!
And I would like to give this message to the rest of the communities. Muslims in this world are the most peaceful people in this world. They do not like to take peace in this world, but they are agencies. Those who are creating unpeaceful situations in this world, those who are killing the people, not in one or two, thousands of people are being killed. Thousands of followers of Ahlul Bayt in Pakistan, in Iraq, in the rest of the countries are being killed by the agents of the imperialists. And if they still, imperialists are supporting this Israel that is cancer in this world, we will stand together and we will stand together and we will say, down with Israel!
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 Inshallah, let us say condolences to Imam Zaman today, as we are gathered in a procession, and it's there for the marching of Amir al-Mu'mineen. I know that you have cried, you have shed tears,
but let me say a few words. My name can be written in the boldness of the Amirul Mu'mineen. It is narrated, brothers and sisters, that shedding tears of us, it is no meaning. But in narration it is said that Imam Hassan Mustafa, then he started weeping and shedding tears for his father. At that time, his eyes become injured. He comes close to Amirul Mu'mineen, and Amirul Mu'mineen looked at the eyes of Imam Hassan, and he said, "Oh my dear son, be patient. You have to be sober. Why you are weeping like that?" At the final time, when Imam Hussein comes closer to Amirul Mu'mineen, at that time Imam looked at the eyes of Aba Abdullah Hussein. There were injuries in the eyes of Aba Abdullah. Ek martaba mere maula ne apne haathon ko Hussein ke seene par, apne bete ke seene pe haath rakh kar kaha, mere bete Hussein, main parwardigar ki bargah mein dua karta hoon, khuda tujhe sabr de, khuda tujhe mushkilat ke samne khada hone ki itijaz kar de, ae mere bete Hussein, tujhe bada kriya karna hai. Aur azizon, ek sirf jumla keh ke apni guftugu khatam karta hoon. جب میرے مولا نے اپنے دونوں بیٹوں کو دیکھا تھا روتے ہوئے, تو دونوں بیٹوں کو تسلی دی, تشفی دی, دونوں کو کہا صبر سے کام لو. لیکن جب میرے مولا کا جنازہ اٹھا کر خیمے میں لایا گیا, ایک مرتبہ جب زینب اور ام کلثوم قریب آئیں, اپنے بابا کے جنازے کے قریب آئیں, تو یہاں پر میرے مولا کو اپنا صبر بھول گیا. اگرچہ اپنے بیٹوں کو کہا تھا بیٹو صبر کر, لیکن جب زینب ام کلثوم کا دیکھا نا, تو میرے مولا کو صبر بھول گیا. میرے مولا نے زینب کو اپنے گلے لگایا, ام کلثوم کو اپنے گلے لگایا. گلے لگا کر میرے مولا رونے لگے, میرے مولا گریا کرنے لگے. اور پھر جب دیکھا نا ہجوم لوگوں کا باہر, ایک مرتبہ حسن سے کہہ دیا, میرے حسن بیٹے ان لوگوں کو کہہ دو میرے دروازے سے چلے جاؤ, مجھے لوگوں کی آوازیں گھر میں آتے ہوئے پسند نہیں ہے. لیکن میں کہتا ہوں آج ہم بازار میں ہیں نا, آج ہم باہر آ گئے ہیں, گلی پوجا میں آ گئے ہیں. اور ذرا سوچو علی کی وہ بیٹی جس کا نام زینب تھا وہ کوفہ میں آ گئی, علی کی بیٹی جس کا نام ام کلثوم تھا وہ کوفہ میں آ گئی, کبھی شام میں آ گئی, کبھی دربار ابن زیاد میں چلی گئی. ماتم حسین,
لا الہ الا اللہ.